Michael Jones is with us now to run us through the weekly movie reviews. Michael, good morning.
Morning. Two very different films to talk about today.
All right.
I'll start with a film that opens today, or actually they both open today. This one is called Superfly.
Superfly.
You might be familiar with the title.
I am not.
Of course you're not. But there may be listeners who are familiar with the title, because this film is a remake or a reboot of a 1972 classic blaxploitation film.
Oh, like Creature of the Black Lagoon type stuff?
No.
I tried.
Not.
Do I get points for effort?
No, not for that effort. No, not at all.
I'm just going to let you do it.
Let's move on. This version of Superfly stars Trevor Jackson, Jason Mitchell, Lexi Scott Davis, Michael Kenneth Williams, Andrea Londo, Kalen Walker, and Isai Morales, a guy that I haven't seen much in film since the early to mid-90s when he was really quite big, but not so much anymore. He's more playing character parts these days. The film is directed by a guy called Director X.
Oh, that's mysterious.
Director X. He's a music video director. He's made videos for people like Drake, Jay-Z, Kanye, Usher, etc. So you can guess that this film may look a little bit like a hip-hop music video or R&B music video. Like I said, it's a remake, reimagining of the 1972 classic blaxploitation flick, which starred Ron O'Neill, not Ryan O'Neill. Ron O'Neill's white, so this one's Ron O'Neill. Ron O'Neill also had amazing hair, just like Trevor Jackson does. This version sees a successful young drug dealer, Youngblood Priest, played by Jackson, looking to make one last big score before getting out for good or getting a cap popped in his ass. With his trusted Lieutenant Eddie, who's played by Jason Mitchell, and his two girlfriends, Georgia and Cynthia, he comes up with the perfect plan. Of course, he forgets to think about the rival gangsters who are out for revenge, corrupt police, a Mexican cartel boss, and some other people who all want their cut or would like to see Youngblood's luscious head of hair permanently messed up, if you know what I mean. This film had the potential to be quite interesting, given that it was a remake of a 1972 film, but even for someone who is definitely not the target audience, I'm certainly not very fly at all, not even for a white guy. Look, Trevor Jackson is Superfly as Youngblood Priest. He's cool, he's charismatic, he's intelligent and tough, but all that seems to have been sacrificed for a lot of over-stylized action sequences, and I've got to mention this, one of the most cringy shower threesome scenes outside of softcore porn. It was just...
sounds unnecessary.
5 degrees of yuck. The audience that I was watching this film with were actually groaning. I get that Youngblood Priest is so fly, he has two chicks, but nobody really needed to see this scene. I'm sorry. Look, Superfly, it was definitely a case of style, if you can call it that, over substance. It certainly lacks the grit of the original, and I really did not dig it. Superfly just doesn't get off the ground. Actually, no, when I think of it, it's actually quite an appropriate title, as the most likely place you'll see this film is on an aircraft.
Ooh. Ooh, that's funny, actually. So thumbs down on Superfly?
I'll leave that up to
listeners. All right.
On Chesil Beach. This is a British film.
Okay.
On Chesil Beach.
On Chesil Beach.
Stars Saoirse Ronan, Billy Howell, Emily Watson, Anne-Marie Duff, and Samuel West. It's directed by Dominic Cook, who also made The Hollow Crown. This is based on Ian McEwan's Booker Prize-nominated novel. He's also written the screenplay for this film as well. Have you read any of Ian McEwan's work?
I'm going to give you one guess.
All right. We'll just keep moving then, will we? Okay, in On Chesil Beach, we meet young couple Florence, played by Saoirse Ronan, and Edward, played by Billy Howell, on their wedding night at the Seaside Hotel on Chesil Beach. It's 1962. Now, everything should be very romantic and lovey-dovey, but for some reason, there's a bit of tension in the air. From here, the story is told in flashbacks, which could go to help explaining the tension. Florence grew up in a life of privilege, whilst Edward's upbringing was much more working class, and he also had a mentally ill mother. We flash back to the couple's chance meeting and their courtship at university, and we also flash back to several scenes which reveal some dark secrets about the pair. But you'd think many of these secrets and things may have been revealed much earlier in the relationship. And that was my major reservation with the film. They've waited till their wedding night to reveal some of this stuff. It seems quite odd. You see, because Florence has a doozy of a secret which she's about to dump on poor unsuspecting Edward, and it's going to have a major impact on their relationship. Though how unsuspecting Edward is really left me shaking my head a bit. After all, we're talking about two university students in 1962, educated university students, supposedly quite worldly. It's 1962, not 1862, if you know where I'm going. Look, once again, an Ian McEwan story where the female protagonist makes a really bad decision that changes everyone's lives. Dun, dun, if you've seen Atonement, you'll know what I mean. The premise of this film just felt really thin for two characters who supposedly know each other very, very well. On Chesil Beach, ultimately a frustrating viewing experience that dashed any early promise on the rocks.
Oh, again with the amazing pun exits. Michael, thanks so much.
Pleasure.